The legislative session starts today, but I won't be there. After 35 years of covering the state capitol, I am, as they say, hanging up my spurs. The idea is to be someplace with my feet up, with a refreshing beverage, reading some intriguing mystery. I'll miss certain people, yes, even certain legislators from both parties, but I won't miss the madness, from the stress to the long hours, to missed opportunities with family and friends. I'm looking forward to getting up a little later and doing what I like when I like, at least for a few weeks. Days? One thing I'm not concerned about is the quality of the state capitol press corps I leave behind. There are many fewer reporters working in room 430 of the Capitol than there were in the early 1980s, and there's no permanent radio or television press corps at all. Hoping I don't sound like too much of a geezer, I can remember when both press rooms were crowded with journalists, with a passion for news and shedding light on the misdeeds of those who should know better. But the reporters standing in for the public at the Capitol now are truly amazing. They work as hard, if not harder, than their predecessors, and do so much with much, much less in resources and support. Some have to cover both houses of the legislature with no partner, and there's just no way to explain how difficult that is. But they break stories, step on toes, and keep Oklahomans in the know about what's taking place in the legislature, the governor's office, state agencies, and the courts, all of which can be a thankless task, often for less than stellar pay, but they're remarkable and dedicated, and I know they will not slow down a step when I'm gone. Now, over 3.5 decades, I've seen and heard a lot at 23rd and Lincoln. Some of it's been maddening, some of it frustrating, even some of it heartbreaking, as I observed otherwise bright people do incredibly stupid, harmful things. Some merely embarrassed themselves, but I've covered my share of criminal trials of the few that broke the law and ended up in prison. But by and large, officials I have covered have been decent people who do want to make a difference and serve their constituents, although some of their ideas have been real head-scratchers for me. I would have to say that overall, the ideas that have bothered me the most were those lacking compassion, whether from the left or right, Democratic or Republican. I see a slight crack in that now, with officials from both sides talking about less punitive ways to deal with nonviolent offenders, and I'll be watching with interest the progress of that issue. But enough of that. It's been a great ride, with years of education on issues ranging from taxes and tort reform to quail hunting and codifying an Oklahoma state meal. I'll end with a shout-out to Roland Foreman in Woodward, who has made the last 4 years a real hoot for his Nana Riri. Maybe now I'll actually get to spend some time with you. And Dusty sends her best. This has been Marie Price with the Journal Record.